Thank you again for listening to Doers of the Word. James chapter 1 verse 22 says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." And that is from the English Standard Version Bible. Today we are going to continue our speaking on repentance, and we're going to start talking about repentance as God sees repentance. Repentance is not just only asking forgiveness of sin. It is work worthy of repentance, our actions to God from our heart, repenting and turning away from evil and wickedness in our lives. So our repentance is not only asking God for forgiveness, but also it's our actions from our heart that will cause us to have a sorrowful, regretful feeling, and we will turn away from committing any kind of evil and wickedness that will displease the Lord God Almighty. Also, I found out through God's Word, the Holy Bible, that God is the only one who can grant repentance. For example, in Acts chapter 5, verses 30 and 31, from the Holman Christian Standard Bible, verse 30, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you have murdered by hanging him on a tree." Verse 31, "God exalted this man to his right hand as ruler and savior to grant repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins." Also in Acts chapter 11, verse 17, from the English Standard Version Bible, it says, "If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us, when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way?" And verse 18, "When they heard these things, they fell silent, and they glorified God, saying, then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads to life." So we see here from God's Word, the Holy Bible, that the only one who can grant repentance is Almighty God. And from these verses, Acts chapter 11, verse 17 and 18, and 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 through 26, there are five different points that says that God grants repentance and what it leads to. Number one, forgiveness of sin. Number two, God granting repentance leads to life. Number three, God granting repentance leads to knowledge of the truth. And number four, God granting repentance leads to coming to our senses. And number five, God granting repentance leads to escape from the snares of the devil. So when a person does not repent, he or she is caught up in this horrible, evil, wicked life. When God grants us repentance, then we will have forgiveness of our sin. We will have life from God. We will have knowledge of the truth, God's truth. We will come to our senses, because when a person is in an unrepentant state, they are in a very ungodly, unintelligent frame of mind and personality. And then also when God grants repentance, that person escapes from the snare of the devil. The title of this message is Works Worthy of Repentance. Last week we started talking about repenting and what it was to be sorrowful, to have great regrets, to feel regrets or remorse. Also, repentance means we are going to resolve to reform ourselves morally. We're going to turn away from sin, disobeying God, and rebelling against God. We're going to turn back to God and turn away from doing and saying and acting in a manner that is displeasing to God. As I said before, from God's Word, the Holy Bible, God granting repentance is not worthy unless we show or have works showing our true heart turning away from sinning against God and His commandments. See, the work worthy of repentance is not doing a bunch of busy stuff in church or place of worship or being part of a congregation. Not even joining a church is repentance. Repentance is worthy of God when He shows us and grant us repentance. When our heart truly desire to turn away from sinning, turn away from transgressions, turn away from doing and saying and thinking things and saying words that are displeasing to God. See, the Holy Bible is our instrument, it's our manual, it's our way of knowing what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say, what God is pleasing that will just give him glory, honor, and praise. If we don't take the time to investigate and to study and meditate upon the Word of God, then we are not going to know what displeases him. We're not going to know what's going to make him happy, what's going to make pleasing to him. So you say, well, God, does he have these emotions of sadness and anger and happy and joy? Well, yes, he does. The Bible says that we human beings are created in his image. So we feel sadness, we feel anger, we feel joy, we feel happiness. So does God. So we want to do and say things and words and actions that's going to make him joyful, that we can find grace in the eyes of the Almighty God. Many places of worship do not talk about repentance any longer because it's not a very happy, feely, touchy subject. They tend to stay away from the word repent or repentance because it does take effort to get God's granting repentance in our lives. We have to have this heartfelt condition of being sorrowful. It seems like today in our world that a lot of people are angry, they're mad even, they just feel like they hold these grudges and they just talk about just getting even and vengeful and revenge on other individuals. This is not of God. The Bible says God is the one who gets vengeance and he will repay. So repentance is a very important topic that should be spoken in the place of worship because it is in the Bible. So repentance is knowing what displeases God. Repentance is feeling sorrow or regret for displeasing the Almighty God. Repentance is asking forgiveness of sins against God. Repentance is heart genuine and contrite feelings of pleasing God and following his statutes, laws, and decrees. Repentance is actions of repentance that will show God we are truly repentant. We are truly sorrowful and regretful and remorseful of breaking his commandments. Repentance is life changing from the inside out. We will stop sinning purposely of committing wickedness, and our life will change toward obeying and seeking and serving the Lord God Almighty. And repentance is works of the flesh will be eradicated. Our repentance granted by God will be replaced by the truth of the Spirit of God by the Holy Spirit. So when we do works worthy of repentance, when we do these things in our heart and mind and soul and spirit, we know that they're wrong. We know that, oh God, I made a mistake. I should not have said that. I should not have done that thing, that action. Lord God, please forgive me, Lord God. And then we feel that sorrowful regret in our hearts, and we contrite, coming to God on our bended knees or in our heart. If we cannot get on our knees, and if we're in a wheelchair, we're in a hospital bed lying down, we can still ask God for forgiveness and ask God to grant us repentance in our hearts so that God would give us the things that we spoke about earlier, about giving us forgiveness of our sins, giving us life, giving us knowledge of the truth. And then we'll come to our senses to hopefully not repeat that sin again. And then we'll escape the snare of the devil. Hallelujah. God is awesome and God is able to do all these things. When we come to him lovingly asking God, God is the only one that can forgive us for our sins. He's the only one that can grant repentance. He's the only one can save our soul. Hallelujah. There are two types of grieving. One is worldly and the second one is godly. We're going to talk about the godly type of grieving, which produces repentance. Turn in your Bible to Ezra chapter 9. In verses 5 through 9, and this is from the English Standard Version, "And at the evening sacrifice I rose from my fasting with my garment and my cloak torn, and fell upon my knees and spread out my hands to the Lord my God, saying, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift my face to you, my God, for our iniquities have risen higher than our head, and our guilt has mounted up to the heaven. From the days of our fathers to this day we have been in great guilt, and for our iniquities we are kings, and our priests have been given into the hand of the kings of the land, to the sword, to captivity, to plundering, and to utter shame, as it is today. But now, for a brief moment, favor has been shown by the Lord our God to leave us a remnant and to give us a sacred hold within his holy place, that our God may brighten our eyes and grant us a little reviving in our slavery. For we are slaves, yet our God has not forsaken us and our slavery, but has extended to us his steadfast love before the kings of Persia, to grant us some reviving, to set up the house of our God, to repair its ruins, and to give us protection in Judea and Jerusalem." We see here in the book of Ezra, there was a great grieving, and that grieving produced repentance. Ezra was so ashamed. He was saying that, "Oh my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift my face to you, my God, for our iniquity." If we don't know what causes grief in God's heart for the iniquities and sins that we commit against him, then we would never repent. We would never have the heart and the mind and the spirit to come to God in a humble heart, humble emotion. Now, Ezra was a priest, so he had to do this. And also it says in the Word of God that he, God, will leave a remnant. So God is the only one who can grant repentance. God is the one who revive us and renew us. And God, by his Holy Spirit, through the Son, the Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, will give us the opportunity to come to him in the most wonderful way, hoping that God will grant us repentance and forgiveness for all our sins. Turn in your Bible, please, to Jeremiah chapter 31, and we're going to read verse 19 about how godly grief produces repentance. From the New Living Translation, "I turned away from God, but then I was sorry. I kicked myself for my stupidity. I was thoroughly ashamed of all I did in my younger days." This is from Jeremiah. We all have made some stupid mistakes in our lives, and we still will make some stupid mistakes as long as we live in this earth. However, we have an Almighty God through the Son, the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that he's our mediator through the Holy Spirit, so that when we do make a mistake, we can come to God Almighty asking forgiveness, and God will grant us repentance if we come in a humble, contrite, sincere way that was going to just please the Lord God. Because see, we're going to feel sorry. Turn in your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, reading from the English Standard Version. "For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death." So we see here by God's Word, the Holy Bible, the two different types of grieving. Well, what is godly grief? Well, it says here that it produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret. We will have no regret to receiving salvation from the repentance that is from godly grieving. So what is worldly grief that produces death? When someone is sorrowful for an action or word spoken that will hurt someone, they may feel sorrowful, they may feel have some kind of pain, but that's a worldly grief that will not cause a person to turn to the Lord. See, you and I can be sorry for something we said or done, or some pain that we have committed against another person, we hurt someone, but we may not ask God for forgiveness, we may not repent. However, through. If it's a godly grief, a godly sorrowful for something that we have done against God's commandments, laws, and statutes, then we're going to ask God to forgive us for that action or words that we said. For example, if I go up and tell a lie, well, unless I have repentance in my heart, a sorrowful of saying that lie, then I won't ask nobody to forgive me. But if I have this, oh, Lord God, please forgive me for telling that lie. Lord God, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that or done that. Well, then I'm going to come to the Lord God. I'm going to say, Lord God, please forgive me for having or doing or saying or thinking that horrible thing that displeased you, Lord God. And Lord God, help me never to do that or say that again, Lord God. Give me your Holy Spirit, your strength to help me to do what is pleasing in your sight. See, a worldly grief is being sorrowful for doing something that hurts someone or pains somebody, but it doesn't lead to asking God for forgiveness. It doesn't lead to God granting repentance. However, on the other hand, if a person is sorrowful and they remorseful for doing something against God and hurting God, even if the person does something to hurt another person, he or she will go to God for forgiveness, asking him for forgiveness of sins, forgiveness of doing what is displeasing to the Lord God. So the difference is the worldly grief, the person does not seek God's forgiveness, does not ask God for repentance, but the godly grieving does ask God for forgiveness, does ask God to grant repentance. Let's continue in our word, the Bible, to learn more about what is and what is not repentance. Repentance is a commandment from the Lord God Almighty. If you turn in your Bible to Ezekiel chapter 18, and we're going to read verses 30 to 32, and I'm reading from the Complete Jewish Bible. Therefore, house of Israel, I will judge each one of you according to his ways. This is the declaration of the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so they will not be a stumbling block that causes your punishment. Throw off all the transgressions you have committed and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why should you die, house of Israel? And in verse 32 says, for I take no pleasure in anyone's death. This is the declaration of the Lord God. So repent and live. We see here by God's word, the Holy Bible, that the Almighty God, El Shaddai, Jehovah Yahweh, the Lord of hosts, says that he would want us to repent. He wants us to turn away from all that transgression. Because it says here in verse 30 that when we repent and turn from all our transgressions, they will not be a stumbling block that causes punishment. See, when we do not repent and we do not turn from our transgressions and sins against the Lord God, those sins and those transgressions will become a stumbling block. And the stumbling block will cause the Lord God Almighty to bring punishment upon those ones who do not repent, who do not turn away from transgression. And verse 31 says, throw off all the transgressions you have committed. When you take off your jacket, some people throw it off on the coat hanger, they throw it off on the sofa, they throw it off on the chair, they throw it off their bodies, they throw it off, you're taking it off. And it says here, make yourself a new heart and a new spirit. When we come to Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who creates the heavens, the earth, the seas, and the universe, the one true Most High God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, through the Holy Spirit, by asking for forgiveness of all our sins, known and unknown. And we ask that God will grant us repentance when we feel sorrowful, regretful, remorseful, when we turn away from doing and saying things and actions that are displeasing to God, and we sincerely and genuinely have a godly grieving in our heart, the Lord God will have a new heart and a new spirit for us. See, that new heart and that new spirit is going to want to please God. It's going to ask God for forgiveness when we do or say say anything or commit an action against him. The new heart and a new spirit is going to be walking by the Holy Spirit of God, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. The new heart and new spirit is going to ask for repentance, godly repentance, when we make a mistake or say or do something that's displeasing to God. A new heart and new spirit from God Almighty is going to help us through the Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, by the Holy Spirit of God, to live, walk, and do the Word of God. We'll have a hunger, a thirst after God's righteousness. We will seek the things of God first in our life, and we will just give God the glory, honor, and praise for everything that He does in our walk, our living. Our speech will change, our conditions will change, because God is the one who is able to do it all. And we magnify Him, and we glorify Him, and we extol Him. In Jesus' mighty name, we do this. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, the one who was, who is, and is to come, by your Holy Spirit, Yahweh Adonai Elohim, I ask and thanking you also for this wonderful message you have given me to give to the nation. I'm asking that people will heed it, listen to it, and practice it, and become a doer of the word. The time is getting shorter and shorter. Lord God, we who are sincere and serious about seeking you, obeying you, and serving you, we hope that we will be grace in your eyes, that we will be saved by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, Yeshua HaMashiach, I ask and pray, Amen. If you live in the United States of America and you desire to have a free Holy Bible, please contact Butterfly Journey Ministries, Doers of the Word, Radio International Evangelism, at Post Office Box 65326, Orange Park, Florida 32065. Or you may go online to our website at butterflyjourney.tripod.com. Again, that's butterflyjourney.tripod.com. Or give us a call at area code 678-523-2634. Again, that telephone number is 678-523-2634. God bless you.